going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mary Kay Cabot joins us at 8:22. Then Jay Paterno asks us whether, actually we ask him whether we're making a mistake by passing on Abdul Carter. Jay Paterno will join us at 9:01.
Are you the kind of guy that around draft time...
I am always that kind of guy, no matter what. You say whatever you want now.
Even if you're so passionate about one guy that the minute another team gets him, even if it's after you, you're like, is that right? Because you'll see the other team getting... Like, whoever gets Abdul Carter, if the Browns don't get him, it's going to go nuts. They're going to go, we had him ahead of Travis Hunter all along. Like, wasn't even close.
What do you mean, was I right?
Like, do you ever have, it's not buyer's remorse, but instant FOMO. Like, oh, I guess we'll never know now what he and Myles Garrett would look like together.
No, I don't. Never have. No, I don't think I make my decisions with a full and clear heart.
Because that's how the draft works. Whoever goes immediately after you, they're like, yeah, we had him. Wait, we had him ahead of Travis Hunter always.
Because that's one of the questions you have to ask yourself if you're doing this. Whether you're doing this on air or whether you're sitting at the bar with your buddy or whatever, or whether you're in an NFL actual draft room and actually making the decision. It's a zero-sum game. You either have the player or you don't. And so you have to say, is our team better with Abdul Carter or Travis Hunter? Are we better this year? Are we better for the long term? We have to marry those together, and then we have a discussion. That's how that goes. Same thing when it comes to QBs. Speaking of QBs, there has been a free fall right now for Shedeur Sanders. And Jonathan Jones says he may very well be available to us there. Could there be a possibility at pick 33?
He could go out of the first round. He very well may not be a first round quarterback. He may not be the second quarterback that is selected. Different teams have different valuations on him. More teams than not that I speak to tell me that they have a second round grade on Shedeur Sanders. Why? Well, he has an average relative arm. He has average relatively athleticism. You're talking about getting drafted in the first or second day of the NFL draft. You are an incredible athlete. You compare it to your dad or you compare it to other fantastic quarterbacks in this draft, it's average. You consider his completion percentage, very high, very accurate. Now break it down and see how many of those throws were at or behind the line of scrimmage. And you had the Heisman Trophy winner that you were throwing to kind of help those things out. All those things start to add up a little bit before you even get to any sort of interviews and how he made me feel at a combine interview or at a pro day or how he carries himself. I think that there is a very good chance that he is not selected on Thursday night. I think the logical place he goes is 21 to the Pittsburgh Steelers. But if he doesn't and a team does not trade up for him back into the first round of the draft, he will be waiting to hear his name called until Friday.
Pick 33, would you do it?
This is a cry. We need the Yodler music.
He's kind of
the
like,
slide is happening right now.
If he could fall down, like I've been saying, okay, Cam Ward and then Shedeur Sanders, and then there's this cavalcade of other quarterbacks. Now he's just part of the cavalcade of the other QBs, just part of the also-rans if he's a possibility to fall to 33.
Well, so this is why, like, Kenny, I've tried to, you know, hold some of your opinions here under scrutiny because me and you, I've kind of waffled and I've admitted, me and you were all in on Shedeur Sanders a month ago. clearly you are not in the same place on Shador that you were, because you're just hearing from more and more people around the league, like, not a first-round grade, not a first-round grade. Like, it's amazing how many people are saying that they don't have a first-round grade on him. But that, to me, the difference I have with you is I don't think that makes you worthless now. Just means, all right, NFL teams don't have the same ceiling anymore on him. Doesn't mean he can't play in this league. Doesn't mean he can't be quarterback for a long time in this league. So if he's there later, why are you so against going and getting him later? Just because it seems like teams have a lower grade on him.
Because of his father, because of his last name. It's that simple.
So he's the star. Is it the pressure element?
Yes. No, it's not the it's not the pressure on him. It's that if you're taking a guy tomorrow, not today, you're saying this is a project. That's what you're saying. And I don't think you'll be able to allow him to be a project. And you're creating a problem. DeShone Kizer, the best thing about DeShone Kizer, while I like DeShone Kizer coming out of college, I was so against taking DeShone Kizer in the second round. You do not remember these conversations. I do. You and I fought tooth and nail. I was the biggest bastard heel to everybody that Monday morning because I go, no, this is a bad pick. Don't do this. You're not planning on winning. You're going to put him in a bad situation. You will never.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Allow the seed to germinate. And you may find this out with Shador Sanders or with anybody else. But the easy part, the best thing about any one of these other guys is if they fail, they're forgettable. They're forgettable. No, who remembers DeShone Kizer other than a person like me or you? They don't remember him. So they're forgettable guys. Shador Sanders, you ain't going to be able to forget Shador Sanders because dad won't let you forget him. The media, guys like us, will never let you forget him. National media will never let you forget him. There will be pressure on you to play him too soon. I don't know if that would be ready because now you're telling me you know more than I do about Shador Sanders. Great. You should. But if you take him in the second round, you're saying, this guy ain't no day one starter. No. He is not ready to go in the first month. We have to give him some time. You take yourself, I mean, we've talked up and down about Jalen Milroe. We've talked up and down about Tyler Shook, any one of those guys. It's like, yeah, there's no pressure on those guys. And you could still jump right back into the first round and take guys next year. You could still do that this coming year in 2026, even if you took Shador Sanders, but you will have hell to pay over all of it. Because his dad is going to let everybody hear about you. And I think that a lot of people are going, hey, he's good. Is he that good to deal with all that? I do think there's some people who are worried about their own jobs. Because if you do take Shador Sanders in year one, that's a first-round quarterback. That means there's a commitment to that QB. And if you take that guy and it don't work out, what did you do to not make him work out? Why is that? Why is that the case? Are you the problem, not the quarterback? Then, well, you know, there's the whole Deion thing. As a person who loves Deion Sanders, and I love Deion Sanders from childhood on, if you're not planning to take him and do it with a bullet, don't do it. No. You have to be in love with that guy. And if you're not in love with that guy, you find yourself in like with all the other QBs. Mitch on St. Clair, next up on the Fan.
What up, fellas?
Hi.
Hi. Look, I will take Shador Sanders. I mean, I think it's probably his camp doing this. It's no way that he failed out of the second round.
So his own camp is making him fall out of the first round?
Hey, listen, I've heard stories like this multiple times. Like, they'll sabotage, and then they'll be like, listen, they're going to fall to a team that they want to go to. Honestly, Pittsburgh, if they get Aaron Rodgers, Pittsburgh Steelers will be a great fit for him. I don't think that – look, I'm a guy that I think a quarterback should sit a year. I think that Shador should sit a year behind Aaron Rodgers. I think that if he gets to the Browns, he should sit a year behind Joe Flacco.
Why would you sabotage yourself and say have a bunch of bad things said about yourself? Why would you plant bad things about yourself?
Because you don't want to go to certain teams. His father already said, I'm not going to be the one. So what's going to happen is he's going to have a camp to make it seem like, oh, listen, this is bad, this is bad. Because from what I've seen in his pro day, nothing was wrong with his pro day. They said his accuracy was right there. So what's making him fall? You have people out there saying, well, he's not good in interviews. He's nonchalant. People don't like him. That's why I think that's where the whole argument falls. That's my opinion. That's my opinion, Ken.
That's a wild opinion, Mitch. I just don't know why you would plant stories about how you're a bad guy.
I've seen a lot of people do it in the sports industry, but I do have something to say to you, Ken.
Name
okay.
Three.
I can't do that. But can I ask you, can I say one thing to you, Ken?
Yeah, go
about
ahead.
The shirt situation?
Yeah.
Listen, man. You have to do what my friend did. Shout out Courtney Leslie. Slightly bigger than you. You have to call. He had to call and say, can I get a, what's that, the quadruple? XL. And he had to get that placed in the seat. And I think you can get a quadruple XL as well. You just have to call
you
in.
You can. Say, yes. Wow, yes, I did can. Not know yes, that.
Yes. Shout out Courtney Leslie. He taught me that. He had a bed sheet on the back.
That
so,
sounds like you need to be like a season ticket holder to do that. I think if I was sitting up in the upper deck, I don't know.
No. You don't have to be a season ticket holder.
Really?
You just have to be a big fella. Yeah, just a big fella.
All right. Mitch,
thank you.
Hell, that was, you know what? That was a great call. I didn't realize you could do that at a Cavs game. That's customer service.
Yeah, people are saying Oklahoma City, they have a kiosk that you can do this whole switcheroo to find the right size.
Oh, so yeah, I would imagine in Oklahoma there are robust people. Owen is from Oklahoma. Robust individual. Saying. Just pointing that out. Okay.
Why wouldn't,
we have our
Shador,
own kiosk and I just didn't know. Yeah, what?
Why didn't Shador, I know we got to go. Why wouldn't Shador just tell teams, don't draft me? You could have done that,
I
right?
just don't know why I'd let everybody, like, yeah, I'm a real jerk. Tell everybody I'm a jerk. I want to do that.
I'm not a jerk. I just don't want to play for your team.
Get all the fans against me. Why would you? No, I wouldn't want to do that.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. A new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.